This cannon fire was for show, but that wasn't the case nearly 200 years ago when more than a dozen British ships bombarded this fort at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Vincent Vase is chief historian for Fort McHenry, which is now a national monument.
It wasn't like today where it's really nice. It was pouring down rain. It was windy. Rockets streaking over the fort, bombs exploding. You could hear the reverberations, the concussions around the fort.
That was in 1814. Historian Bert Cumero is head of Maryland's Historical Society. He says the Battle of Baltimore was a turning point in the war that started 2 years earlier.
The Americans declared war on the British because they were upset with all the trouble that was going on in the high seas. They were being harassed by British ships.
An exhibit at the Society looks at Maryland's role in the war. Baltimore, its largest city and port, was a target.
Baltimore had a big reputation for being a real thorn in the side of the British merchant fleet. They were sending out privateers because this was a great shipbuilding area. They were attacking the British.
On September 13, 1814, British ships attacked Fort McHenry in an effort to take the city. That battle is remembered largely thanks to Francis Scott Key, an American lawyer who was downriver observing the action through a spyglass as the sun began to rise.
He wasn't sure who won the fight, and then when he sees the huge flag waving over the fort, he's like, yes, and he realizes that a powerful morale victory had been won. And he'll write the words that became the Star-Spangled Banner.
The flag unfolded daily at Fort McHenry is only half of the size of the Star-Spangled Banner that inspired Key to write the words of the national anthem. The words, written in Key's own hand, are on display at the Historical Society.
He wrote lyrics to a song. It was a song that had been around for about 35, 40 years, and had been written in an English gentleman's club.
Tourists come to Fort McHenry to hear that story, but Vincent Vase says he hopes they leave understanding another legacy of the War of 1812.
We were no longer that former colony. We were this young and up-and-coming nation that was on the rise.
The Star-Spangled Banner, the flag, and the anthem became powerful symbols of that optimism. Susan Logue, VOA News, Baltimore.